House Bill 1091, an act to make compliance with federal selective service requirements a condition of obtaining certain driver's licenses.
House Bill 1291 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, what you have before you is the House bill that is certainly, we'll probably have some questions here today, but it certainly does two things. First of all, it is a selective service type of a bill that reminds our young people between the ages of 18 and 26 that they are required by federal law to sign up for the selective service system. First of all, if the bill does become law in South Dakota, it would join 14 other states that have already enacted this driver's license legislation in supporting the selective service system. Based upon the agency's experience in these states that already have these laws on the books, the registration for men have skyrocketed. In other words, what we're trying to say here is that a lot of folks fall through the cracks on this 18 to 26 for whatever reason. But when we put this type of a law in place, it helps to remind them to come forward and be licensed. House Bill 1091 will assist South Dakota men in fulfilling their selective service duty by making compliance with the federal law virtually automatic, just simply by including along with it a consent form. In other words, if you haven't signed up by this time and you happen to be, let's say you're 19 and you go in for your driver's license and you have failed to go in on your 18th birthday, this reminds you and you sign a consent form, and that would allow you to, one, get your license, and two, make sure that you have been notified and that you would be indeed signed up with the selective service system. As you know, that improving the registration compliance rates is especially important right now, and the reason is our nation is committed to a war against terrorism. Our nation leaders have stated that there is no need for a draft, or there is no need for immediate horizon problems. They have wisely not ruled out any options or resources. Therefore, America must remain prepared, and we hope that we can conduct a fair and equitable draft if that time ever comes and the President and the Congress decide that it is indeed needed. Now, there have been some questions to me with regard to, let's say, conscientious objectors and whether or not they're in the bill. They are not in the bill. There is no exemptions within the bill, but I need to tell you that it is very important to note that the selective service system has a two-part statutory mission under the federal statutes. In addition to providing manpower under the statute for our armed forces in an emergency, we must administer a program of alternative service to men who are classified as conscientious objectors. This is a legislative mandate. Please understand, however, that a conscientious objector classification is not self-determined by any young man. Rather, like all postponements or deferments or exemptions from the military in any way, shape, or form, the conscientious objector status can only be claimed and adjudicated after a draft falls into place. In other words, at no time when you sign up do you have to give your classification. You just are notifying the selective service system that you are between the ages of 18 and 26 under this bill. A man claiming a conscientious objective status must present evidence of his moral, ethical, or religious beliefs to a local board when and if this occurs, and these boards exist in almost every American community today. So in South Dakota, like all states and territories, the board members are recommended by the governor and appointed by the name of the president, and they run the selective service system. So I hope that answers some of the questions that might be on your mind with regard to conscientious objectors. If I were to summarize, I should tell you that today a man, now this is not a woman requirement, this is a man requirement only, gender, selective service, is required by law to simply register with any selective service place. Because there is no draft, the selective service system cannot collect, store, or process any related information as part of this mission. And we're doing the same in South Dakota. We are not collecting, storing, or processing information. We're just simply saying that you are between the ages of 18 and 26, and it gives you an opportunity to sign up for the selective service while you get your license. By law, everyone between 18 and 25, I've been saying 18 and 26, I guess, when you're 26, you're out of compliance, you're required to be registered. You do not have any option to refuse this or place any condition with this. When a young man registers with the SSS, or the Selective Service System, he avoids the prospect of a maximum fine of $250,000 and or a 5-year imprisonment for failing to comply. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a felony. Additionally, under our federal and existing South Dakota laws, registration with the SSS is required for young men to be eligible. What we're simply saying here is that if, for whatever reason, a young man in our state has forgotten to comply with the federal rules, this would be a reminder to him when they come to renew or to even get a driver's license at any one of our stations in the state. And it also would remind them that in not doing so, they would be eligible for federal student loans and grants, which they would not be if they did not register. They would allow it to be student aid and admitted into certain schools. 1988, South Dakota schools passed, or legislature passed a law that you cannot be, you would not get admission to certain state schools if you were not in the Selective Service System. Most federal jobs in the United States, you would not be recognized to apply for those jobs if you were not in the Selective Service System. And what I'm only pointing out is that this is just an opportunity to remind those young men between those ages to once again register for the Selective Service System. House Bill 1091, as you see it before you today, will just help keep South Dakota young men on the right side of the law. They will protect their eligibility for the things that I've just mentioned to you before. It's a very important program. There are very important benefits involved, and I think it would keep America strong and ready in a still dangerous, uncertain world. I would thank you for your support, and I would stand by for any questions.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Thank you. Senator Putnam, as I read this bill in Section 2, get towards the end of the bill here, apparently individual 16 years old, after 5 years, you go in to get your new driver's license. So it's not as simple as going in to get the driver's license anymore. You would have to make application first. Is that correct, Senator Putnam?
Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Senator Moore. Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Moore. I would, that's the way I would understand it, yes.
Okay, Madam Senator, President, may I continue?
Senator Moore, you have the floor.
Thank you. Oh, another question of Senator Putnam.
State your question.
Thank you. So, Senator Putnam, are we going to do through rule, or do you know what provisions are set forth for an individual who may go in to renew his driver's license the day before it expires? Will they be able to issue a temporary permit until the application is filled out and verified?
Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Moore. I do not know the answer to that question. Those that were on the committee that maybe heard the testimony here, that question may have been asked. I do not know. That we do not have rules. We're not suggesting that rules be promulgated. I do not have the answer, Senator Moore. I would be happy to get it for you, but unfortunately, I cannot tell you the answer.
Okay. Senator Moore, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Putnam. Philosophically, I agree with this bill 100%. I do believe that we need to make sure that our young men are complying with the Selective Service law. However, I do have a problem with the fact that no non-driver identification card would be issued either. And with that, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
I would waive the reading. It's 1091-RA.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Moore motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. What this simply does is it removes provision here that would say that the individual could not receive an identification card either. Basically, what this is saying is that it would just apply to driver's licenses. I think we need to have that identification card out there for certain individuals, so that if an individual is injured or if there's a death and that's the only type of identification they have, it will be available to them. I realize that driving a driver's license is a right or a privilege. But I don't believe that the identification card is a right or a privilege. I believe that the identification card is just exactly that. It is for identification. So I would urge that the body accept the amendment and then go on and pass the bill. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend. Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, I would urge you also to, I would see this as a friendly amendment. I certainly see what Senator Moore is talking about. I certainly don't have a problem with it in the bill. And so I, too, would urge you to delete those situations from page 1, line 8 and 9. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
Question, Senator Moore.
State your question.
Senator, I'm not quite sure. Your question was that if a 16-year-old got a driver's license, and then he could have that license till he's 20. Every 4 years, it'd be 5 years. It would be till he's 21. Was your question that are they automatically thrown into the selective service system at 18 because he's already applied at 16?
Senator Moore.
Madam President, thank you. Thank you, Senator Bitter. What I was asking, Senator Bitter, is when you get your driver's license when you're 16. When you turn 21, you have to go in and renew that driver's license. So you're within that 18 to 26 year age range. And as I read the bill, it says that you must make application for that driver's license. And in order to get that driver's license, you would have to make application, and the state would have to see that you are indeed registered with the Selective Service. And I was wondering if I went in the day before my birthday and applied for my driver's license, would I get a temporary permit until they had time to check out whether I was indeed registered with the Selective Service?
Madam President.
Senator Vetter, you have the floor.
Senator Moore, what you're saying is that you think that they would pull your driver's license when you reapplied at 18, even though you had 3 years left on your license? Is that what you think? Is that what you...
Senator Moore.
No, that's not it at all. Because when you get the driver's license at 16, you'll have it till 21. You have a driver's license for 5 years.
Right.
Now. Okay, so when I go in to renew on my 21st birthday, what I'm asking is if I go in the day before that license expires, I realize that the state is going to have to go through the process of checking with the Selective Service now to see if I'm registered. I wouldn't have had to register at 16, but I will have to make sure I'm registered at 21. I have no problem with that. I'm just wondering whether they're going to issue me a temporary license until they find out whether I'm indeed registered with the Selective Service when I go in at age 21 to get my new driver's license.
Senator Bitter, you have the floor.
I think maybe we should defer this bill until we get a clarification, because the people that came in and testified from Washington was very, very clear about it, and now I'm not very clear that your amendment would fit into their category of what they're doing.
Senator Moore.
Madam President, Senator Bitter, I would urge you to adopt the amendment, because all the amendment does is delete the identification card from the provisions of this act. The identification card is only identification. It does not give you the right or privilege to drive. That's all the amendment does. I would actually ask you to adopt the amendment, go on and pass the bill. I can get the answers to these questions later.
I think
are you finished, Senator Moore? Senator Bitter, you have the floor.
I think the idea is good. I just hope we legally in the process of the selected service. I have no problem with the amendment.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend. Hearing none, the question is the Moore motion to amend House Bill 1091. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1091 as amended.
Madam President. Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
That's right. I do have a question for the sponsor of the bill, Madam President.
State your question.
Yes. Senator Putnam, we're going to be having the Department of Commerce and Regulation sending all this information electronically to the Selective Service System. Any estimates on how much this is going to cost the state of South Dakota?
Senator Putnam.
Madam President, thank you. There hasn't been an estimate. If it were estimated, I'm sure that it would come back negligible because of the electronic transfers, but we did not ask for any portion of, I guess, if you will, a fiscal note.
So there's, if I can continue, Madam
President. Senator Staggers.
So we have to redo the forms and so forth, and any additional costs there?
Senator Putnam.
Thank you. The way I understand it, Senator Staggers, is that the feds will supply any and all information or forms that are necessary to take care of this transfer, except for the electronic charges.
Okay. Madam President, if I can continue.
Please.
Let me say that this bill had a tough go on the floor of the House of Representatives. In fact, this bill just passed with 3 votes to spare. And I think I can maybe understand why this had a tough go in the House of Representatives. Because when you take a look at the first page, line 12, 13, and 14, I think this causes a lot of problem. And because of that, let me just briefly read this to the body. It says the Department of Commerce and Regulation shall forward in an electronic format the necessary personal information required for registration of any applicant identified in this section to the United States Selective Service System. In other words, the way I read this, if you go in to apply for a driver's license and you say you've already registered, they're going to forward the information to the Selective Service anyway. If you say you have not registered, of course they're going to forward that information to the Selective Service System. So here we have a situation that is probably going to be adding costs to the Department of Commerce and Regulation. And that's the reason I was asking the question of Senator Putnam. However, really, beyond the costs of this bill, we have the more important question of the privacy issue. All of us, probably in this chamber, have received mailings from credit card companies telling us about their privacy statements. Also, we've talked about the issue of privacy in our society when it comes to the internet. People are becoming more and more concerned about their privacy rights, and rightfully so, because as we just mentioned with this bill, this is going to forward information on people who have registered and have not registered with a Selective Service. We should also be particularly concerned about this bill when we have governments at different levels sharing information with each other. We can have the establishment of centralized databases, which can threaten our privacy rights. So because of this very important issue of privacy, I would strongly urge the members of this body to seriously think about how you're going to vote on this bill. Of course, I think the best vote would be to vote against this bill to protect our privacy rights, but I hope you would all deeply consider this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senator Staggers brings up some important, I guess, if you will, tactical words. I should tell you that if you are 19 years old and you walk into a post office and tell them that you want to be part of the Selective Service System, the same thing happens there as it happens in line 12, 13, and 14 on this bill. The only difference is that if you go back in 2 days later to get your mail, they do not ask you again to be sure that you've gone through. I don't know what the concern is. The privacy issue is a privacy issue whether you walk into the post office or whether you go into the state bureau to get your driver's license. So I think that can be answered there. Second, what Senator Staggers is not saying today is that what does he say about those young men who, for whatever reason, you know, get their license to 16 and turn 25 and forget, for whatever reason, the fact that they are supposed to be registered and then come under the rules of the $250,000 fine, 5 years or whichever is less, and lose those benefits. What we're trying to do here is put in place a mechanism that catches a lot of the young men that fall through the cracks on this, not by their own design, but by the fact that time goes by from license plate or license numbers. So I would ask you to overlook the privacy issue because it isn't a privacy issue. This is an issue that goes before the United States Post Office, and I don't know how good their track record is, but I think our track record is just as good as theirs with regarding to withholding this information. The only difference I see, again, is I would repeat When you go back in, you're not asked again for a reminder purpose. Remember, there's no penalty here. It's just a reminder, just to be sure that we catch those young men that it might have fallen through the cracks and may be reminded once again to be part of our system. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before
Madam
the
President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, we're trying to catch people here, and I guess what is the consequences here? Well, you know, when you go in to get a driver's license, most people think they're going in to really get a driver's license. But what we have now is a situation where we're implying consent everywhere. We have implied consent when it comes to having tests for drinking alcohol, and you're picked up and so forth. That's with the driver's license. If you take a look at this bill here, it does talk about consent. This is an implied consent bill. I guess we ought to make things a little more simple in our society. When you go in to get a driver's license, you're getting a driver's license. You're not going in to get registered for selective service or goodness knows what in the future we're going to be doing with our driver's license, implying other things. So once again, let's just focus on this is a driver's license. This is not meant to be a situation where we're going to have people being registered for the draft.
Madam Further President. Remarks, Senator Vitter.
A question, Senator Staggers.
State your question.
But Senator, you're a college professor, and you're probably going to run across a lot of people that they forgot to apply with the Selective Service. You're going to be the first one jumped up and said, oh, we should make exceptions for that. We should have said, you know, go back and make exceptions for the person that didn't do the obligation. If you another place in South Dakota where we encourage the kids to go ahead and sign up at 18, don't miss your benefits that are offered to you, which multiplies up into tens of thousands of dollars. So I think it's just another safety net. Unless you want the not to do electronically and mail them all in, I'm not quite sure, you know, what your position is when we're trying to help students to make sure that all the benefits, because they got to register. Now they can do this alone. They got two free will options. They can either go to Selective Service and register themselves, or they can do it by their driver's license.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1091 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken? McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 24, nays 11.
House Bill 1091 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended.